The Spurs take on the Lakers tonight. And should the Spurs just simply keep Jakob Poeltl?
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back and happy Spurs Day. By the way, you can check out Locked On Spurs. It's free wherever you get podcasts. As always, we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. What are we talking about today? We're going to be looking at tonight's game, Spurs-Lakers. Kind of a quick preview. Lonnie Walker. There's a new guy for the Lakers that perhaps might be making his debut today versus San Antonio. And then we're going to get to the heart of things. Jakob Poeltl, what are the latest rumors, the rumblings? And should the Spurs simply just keep him moving forward? This episode is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. It's going to bring in our guest. Should we have like the orchestra playing right now? the festive music playing, the trumpets blaring. He's back. This is like reunion week this week. First, we had Jack Thompson of San Antonio Sports Star. He had been away for a while, but not for the lack of trying. Everybody heard that episode. We had a good laugh to begin that. It was kind of everybody was blamed at one point. But he's back, baby. Brandon Medina, the San Antonio Sports Star contributor. He is back. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs, Brandon. By the way, it's not for the lack of trying, baby, because we've been trying, brother.
Oh, dude, I know. Listen, the Prince of Trash Talk is back right now. You know what I mean? We're here. I'm excited. My boy Jeff Garcia has allowed me to come.
Allowed. On here we go. Here he goes. Here we go. Here we go. Allowed. You know no, I've mean? Been
the, the one and only the celebrity himself, Mr. Jeff Garcia. Has allowed my presence.
See, I think it's the other way around because I've been trying to get you on. I've been chasing you as a guest for some time now. But I tell you, look, it is what it is. You're here. That's all that matters. And again, he is Brandon Medina. He is a contributor for the San Antonio Sports Star. And you make sure to follow him on Twitter at Big Poppy right now. What is it still? Big Poppy. Big Poppy Brandon Nam. I remember one time you changed it a little bit, but you're back to the Big Poppy.
Yeah, we played with it. Yeah, yeah. We're back to the OG. Yeah, Big Poppy Brandon Nam. Lots of trash talk, lots of sports bets lately. You know, your boy's putting money down where my mouth is.
And who is the sponsor today? FanDuel. Go figure.
Oh, perfect.
Well, remember that? There was that running joke you had, like. Every time he came on, it was always about bets. Like, the ads are always about bets. It was like every time Brandon came on.
I feel like you do this on purpose, Jeff. I feel like this just happened. No, I feel like you do this on purpose because you want to encourage the degenerate in me to gamble. I believe it.
We missed you here, Brandon. We did. We did. We miss our local degenerate here on Locked On Spurs. Hey, Brandon, the Spurs, they got a game tonight. Let's knock this out pretty fast before we get to the heart of things. And that is Spurs-Lakers tonight out in L.A. Second game of the Spurs West Coast trip. Get your coffee ready, everybody. It's going to be a late night game tonight. But the Spurs are coming off getting just blasted by the Blazers, losing by – don't even want to talk about it. The Blazers just put up 147 points on the Spurs the other night. So, yay, God. Spurs. God, I know. Well, Team Tank's loving it. But nevertheless, Spurs-Lakers, I think perhaps two of the biggest storylines is actually not from San Antonio. It's actually from Los Angeles. And the first one is there's a chance that tonight the newest member of the Lakers, Rui Hachimura, may play tonight. Your thoughts on that trade the Lakers made with Washington?
I think it's an incredible trade for the Lakers, man. I think Rui is such an underrated, slept-on player. I know you just talked to Jack Thompson, and I know he's a huge fan. Me and him both watched him play a lot in college, and I think this guy can truly come in, be a difference maker. This team has too much talent to not be successful, but for whatever reason, they just haven't put it together. I think he could be a huge missing piece for a Lakers team that already has LeBron and Anthony Davis and Westbrook. And I mean, you know, it just goes on and on. So I think Rui's in a great position to be very successful and to completely change the dynamic of a team that needs some scoring opportunities.
Absolutely. I've been a fan of him as well since, he got drafted by Washington. As a matter of fact, that year, that draft class, the Locked On Network NBA guys, we had a mock draft, and I selected him as a mock draft. I said, Rui Hachimura, you know, picking him. And so much I've been a fan of him since back then. But yeah, good also, trade for – go ahead.
I will say, Jeff, I know, you know, going on the topic, but a little off topic, I know you're a huge anime guy. Have you seen Rui Hachimura's Jordan collaboration? Very obviously Japanese player, but very Japanese-inspired, and the box itself – I think will make you want to spend money on it. It looks incredible.
Definitely going to check that out as soon as we're done here. Yeah, big anime fan. So, yeah, goes without saying I probably will buy them if I can. But,
yeah, there you go. Just don't wear them when they pay this. When they pay
like, don't worry, exactly, yeah. But, you know, the other big storyline, too, is another game against Lonnie Walker, the former Spur. He's been, I guess, a little better. I would say, you know, he's kind of been hit with the injury bug here and there. But having a decent season with the Lakers. Brandon, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's a decent season for sure, but I think what we see happening to a lot of former Spurs players is they're players of the system, right? And so they're players under Greg Popovich, and there's a long list of them that have left to then kind of vanish in their careers. And I hope this doesn't happen to Lonnie. I don't think it will, but he's nowhere near the coveted player, I assume, on paper, as he once was with the San Antonio Spurs. But nonetheless, again, on a team that should very much figure it out and be successful with the talent they have. But I look forward to it. It's going to be a good grudge match. I'm sure a good friendly competition match for the guys that have been there, that have played with Lonnie. So I expect him to definitely try to contribute out the gate. But for those people who maybe were losing minutes to Lonnie that now have minutes, I expect them to absolutely just, you know, try to prove a point and go out there and go right at him. So that's going to be a fun one to watch as well.
It's kind of been like reunion row for the Spurs. Yesterday, the other night, it was Drew Eubanks, Portland. Now it's Lonnie Walker, Lakers. So, yeah, it's been, you know, fun to see those old guys. But again, you know, business is at hand tonight. Spurs coming in with a 2-game losing streak. And I look at this game, and if I'm just basing off the last game for the Spurs versus Portland, I got another L for the Spurs. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the game against Portland was awful. It was rough. I lost a lot of money on that one as well.
What did you lose?
But I think I took the Spurs to cover the spread, and there was no chance.
Oh my God! Yeah, they said cover the spread.
No chance. listen, dude, the Spurs have been covering spreads left and right. You know what I mean? Because Vegas hates the Spurs, so they give us +9s and +11s and stuff like that. But yeah, it was really rough, and I think the Lakers right now are a team that is coming off a tough game with the Clippers, coming off a tough game with a bunch of others. I know LeBron has, what is it? Is it an ankle injury, right? Is that what it is? Something like that.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, let me make that very clear. We do not have the updated injury report as of this recording, so keep that in mind moving forward. But yeah, you have LeBron has been banged up recently for the Lakers. You know, Westbrook's just being Westbrook. Mr. Glass, Anthony Davis, I don't even know if he's playing. I mean, he probably tripped, stubbed his toe, and he's out for a year. But
oh my God.
I mean, seriously, I mean, the audacity that some people have to compare him to Tim Duncan.
Yeah, no, that is disrespectful.
I mean, where do they come off, Brendan?
Yeah, I don't know. I think those people have spent too much time in Portland doing certain extracurricular activities. But I do think overall with this game, I think it's going to be a lot more competitive than maybe what you assume. I do think so. I think Keldon's getting hot at the right time. I think Jakob has played really well. I think Trey Jones and a lot of these role players are starting to figure things out. I've been watching a lot of Spurs basketball lately, and it seems like they really figure it out on these games where they get blown out, and the next game out, Greg Popovich is like, don't let that happen again. Like, let's figure this out ASAP. Now, granted, they lose a lot, right? I'm not saying they're going to win, but I do think it's going to be extremely competitive. I can see the Spurs losing it late, but I would say hopefully going into the fourth, this should be a really close game, you know, 6 to 8 point game that the Spurs can come out and win. It's just, we see it time and time again, Jeff. These guys will be within 6 points, and then you go to the restroom or you blink, and they're down 15 and down 20. So they give up leads really, really easily. And so I'm just hoping that the physicality that the Spurs bring can hopefully keep up, especially if, you know, some of those guys are banged up on the LA side.
Yeah, I mean, give credit to the Spurs during the game versus the Blazers. Sure, it got out of hand in the second half, but they were a tie with the Blazers going into half.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they were just getting curb stomped from jump. But nevertheless, yeah, Spurs, Lakers tonight. The Spurs have lost three straight games to the Lakers this season. They're 0-3 versus LA. And hopefully these Spurs will get back on the winning track if you're part of Team Compete this season. But something tells me, Brendan, a lot of Team Compete fans are jumping off that boat really fast, considering how the team is going on.
Let me do a temperature check with you, Jeff. It's been a while since we talked. Where do you stand in all this?
Well, I'm going to answer that when we get back right here on Locked On Spurs with Brendan Medina. He is a contributor over at San Antonio Sports Star. He'll tell you what he does for them in just a few moments. But I want to talk to you about FanDuel. Look, we're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they're the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that makes betting on sports fun and easy. New customers join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first bet, which is about a $5 bet. So place that $5 bet. Yeah, you get that $150 in free bets guaranteed. Join today, FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Go sign up right now. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with same game parlay. All on a safe, secure, super easy to use app. So fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Autobots, roll out.
We're back with Brendan Medina right here on Locked On Spurs. He is a contributor for the San Antonio Sports Star, and we're rolling out the red carpet for him because he's been away for too long. There's flowers on there, Brandon. There's some nice little treats at the end, if you know what I mean, of that red carpet there. So the ladies are waiting for you at the end of that red carpet.
Absolutely. Listen, yeah. I what you got to understand, Jeff, is there's a mutual respect between you and I, right? And I think for me to have the red carpet on the biggest celebrity in San Antonio show, it's such a privilege, you know?
Just stop with that. Stop with that. Oh, by the way, to answer your question, I've been on Team Tank.
I just want to make sure. I know you and Michael Jimenez has stayed pat through all the hate, through all the hate or love. He stayed pat with Team Tank. I know you and I have been kind of playing the waters on both sides here and there.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear it, man. You're Team Tank. Is it because you want that number one? Is that why everybody's trying to jump on? If we're going to lose, might as well lose them all.
It's that, and you know, this season's already a wash already. I mean, it's done. You know, for all intents and purposes, it's over. So might as well go for the big prize and get one of those.
You're telling me I shouldn't bet for the Spurs to play in the play-in. That's what you're telling me?
Yeah, that would not be a wise bet. Yeah, okay. Don't go that route. Save yourself some money there, Brandon.
But if I did, to do it on FanDuel.
I like how you do that. I like that. Yeah, that very good. See, that's why we missed you here at Locked On Spurs. Back it up. All these ads I got to do. But hey, let's talk about the trade wins. You know, the trade deadline is fast approaching, and the big name right now that seems to be popping up every single day is Jakob Poeltl. If you've had reports, that is asking prices, two first-round picks. We've heard in the past rumors that Toronto wants him back. I mean, the list goes on and on. I guess I'm going to start off with this, Brendan. Does Brendan Medina – will Brendan Medina be surprised if Poeltl is still a Spur after the trade deadline?
I wouldn't be surprised if any Spur is not a Spur after the trade deadline. Ooh, I think we've talked about this every time. You know what it is? Every time I'm on the show, we talk about trading players and we talk about betting.
We go with you, yeah, because every time we roll the dice, we got to get Brendan on.
That's how it is. But I think Jakob has been a guy that we have come to love. Is Jakob going to be in the rafters in a few years? Probably not. So with that, You cannot bank a franchise on a player like Jakob Poeltl. I think he's an incredible player. I'm not saying at all that I want him traded. I would love to keep him. You got to understand that this could be another one of those Spurs traps where maybe he is good in the system and elsewhere he's not going to be. We've seen it before. You've seen the Gary Neals, the Jonathan Simmons. We've seen these guys who've been great players and go get money elsewhere or get traded elsewhere, and they kind of disappear. We've seen it a lot with ex-Spurs players. And I don't want Jakob to fall into that. I don't think he would. I think he is a solidified, legitimate, very good center in the NBA. But I wouldn't say he's a top 15 by any means. I think he's right on the cusp of that. But looking at it, if you can get two firsts, why not? I mean, the Lakers got Rui for a few second round picks. I think that'd be a huge get. And if you can look back on the trade that you got him in, how incredible as a franchise would that be to have traded Kawhi for DeMar and him, and then ship off DeMar and also get something back for Jakob? I think as a franchise, I mean, you're doing the right thing. You're making the right moves. It'd just be sad to go, because if Jakob goes, we already have talked about getting beat up inside because we have no big man. If Jakob's gone, I mean, I don't know who's playing in the center spot at all.
Yeah, you're left with Zach Collins, and you probably have to call up Charles Bassey from the
Zach
Spurs.
Collins has progressed a lot this year, man. Zach Collins has really progressed. But is he to the level of a starting center? I truly would say no. And I think Jakob as a whole, you look at his past few games, he's played really well, man. You know what I mean? He had 23 against Sacramento, then 12, 11, 14. He's constantly a double-digit guy, puts up the double-doubles when he can. He also has really, he's really good at court vision and knowing where the ball needs to go with passing in the game. And so I think he just works for the system. We'd hate to see him go, but two firsts, I mean, how do you say no?
Well, yeah, you don't. You don't. And I think if the Spurs hold out enough, perhaps they might get that. I mean, Brandon, that's a steep price, isn't it? I mean, two
it
firsts.
Is, especially for that type of player.
Yeah, but I mean, you mentioned right now, look what the Lakers got for Rui. Look what Atlanta did to get DeJounte. Yeah, I would not be surprised if a team ponies up and pays the asking price for him. You're getting yourself, whichever team that is, a legit center. This is not some scrub center that just he is a legit double-double, runs the pick and roll well. And one thing I don't think he gets enough credit about is his durability. For a guy that size to never have any type of major injury, you know, keeps him out for an extended period of time, and he's a big dude and wear and tear on those legs and that back. I mean, he is still chugging away. So you factor all that, and I can see why the Spurs are putting a big sticker price for him. But, I know we're going to talk about this in a while. Brandon's going to say and give his argument why the team should keep him at all costs. But, I'll do the opposite right now. I think the Spurs should try to move him because, the Spurs can pay him. We know that. They got enough money, they can pay him. And that's another report out there that the Spurs reportedly have a deal on the table for him. But if he goes out and tests free agency waters and he gets a bigger deal, there's that. And then maybe the Spurs just get outbidded. Perhaps he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. He's entering his prime years. He can say, Spurs, y'all are on a different path. Y'all are trying to get this thing going. I'm about to hit my peak years now, and I got to win something. Does that kind of muddy the waters for you when you think about moving him, or does that perhaps urge Brandon Medina to move him now?
I mean, I'm all for it. I really am, especially if you're going to call the season a wash. Go for it, but get something of value. If you're not getting two first, if you're not getting a first, I don't see the reason to rush the move. Right, you should at the very least get a first round pick. You should figure it out. Maybe get a player in there. Wouldn't you want a player to come in to grow as well? Or are you thinking just get the money off the books and let's get a pick for the future?
I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, look at the Spurs' recent trade history. The bulk of it, I mean, sure there was Josh Richardson and Romeo Langford, but
right.
The bulk of it has been what? Cash and picks. And picks. So we know what the Spurs want. They want cash and picks. So I think they're being aggressive in this rebuild. Yet Brian Wright preseason tells SiriusXM NBA Radio that, I mean, he was just, you know, a hair away from saying this is a tank job. I mean, he flat out said it. So I think to me, it's just too iffy surrounding Poeltl's future in San Antonio. He comes out publicly in the preseason before training camp, says, I am aware of my situation. I'm going to explore my options. I am aware of what San Antonio is doing right now. Look at my youth. I know money talks. I know money talks, Brandon.
It sure does.
But you got to think these kids, you know, these kids, he's still a kid in my eyes, but he's a vet for the league standards. And, you know, he's pretty put it out there, Brandon, that he's entering his prime years. So wouldn't be surprised if he tells the Spurs, you know what, it's been real, whether it be a trade or offseason, but I got to go chase that ring. But we're not done talking about Jakob Poeltl. When we get back, Brandon is going to talk about why the Spurs should at all costs keep Jakob Poeltl moving forward. Once again, we're with Brandon Medina. He is a contributor over at the San Antonio Sports Star. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Big Poppy Brandon M. Make sure you do that right now.
Autobots, roll out.
We're back right here on Lockdown Spurs with Brandon Medina. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Big Poppy Brandon M, and he's a contributor at the San Antonio Sports Star. So, Brandon, despite the fact that Spurs could have a good shot at landing Wemby this offseason, why do you think the Spurs shouldn't perhaps keep Jakob Poeltl, sign him to whatever money he wants, and, you know, move forward and forget all this talk about training him? Why do you think the Spurs should retain him?
Man, this is a lot harder of a discussion than why we should trade him.
Right?
I think the discussion to keep him is never going to be the discussion to let him go just because of the value we could get back. But I do think from a Spurs point of view, from a player point of view, players do not play at this level of competition to not be competitive. That's the absolute fact of the nature. Nobody wants to be in a tank mode. That's not where people want to be, unless you're a player that is just looking for a quick buck and you're happy to have a job, then maybe you're okay being wherever you need to be. But for the most part, you cannot sit here and tell me Keldon Johnson doesn't want to get a win. You cannot tell me Trey Jones doesn't want to come out and get a win. I mean, these guys are hungry. They're young. And by the way, you have the greatest coach in NBA history whose legacy, I would not say is being tarnished at all. I don't want to get dramatic, but I will say it's watering down and muddying the waters when it comes to his overall record and overall legacy when you're constantly having these seasons where things are just not going right, and especially a season where we do tank. I mean, it's just Greg Popovich as a whole doesn't deserve that either. And so I know that might come off as arrogant, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of Spurs fans that are going to come at me and mug me wherever I'm at in town. But overall, I don't want to say that he's an absolute necessity for the future, but he's an absolute necessity for right now if you're trying to win games or at least stay competitive in the NBA. Jakob Poeltl, I would venture to say, and again, hot take, I don't know, maybe it's not, he has to be a top two, top three player on this team easily. If you move him away, are we going to just expect Keldon Johnson to go off for 50 every night? Because that's not going to happen.
I heard you had that ability.
Like that's what I'm saying.
If you could drop 50 whenever you want, right?
If you're looking for somebody built like the ending career of Glenn Big Baby Davis, you're finding him right here on the South San Antonio and Brandon Medina. You know what I mean? I don't know if I could play center at just scratching the surface of 6 foot, but who knows? Who knows? Things have been done. You know what I mean? But overall, I would love to keep Jakob. He's one of my favorite players. He's a guy that is very good with the media. And you know how important that is, especially in the sports world. He's a guy that's very good with the fans. He fits the system. He fits what the San Antonio Spurs want as a player. He's quiet, doesn't start drama, plays his game, does his thing. He absolutely can't compete with the best centers in the league. And I think if we move him and we don't get value, we are absolutely screwing ourselves. And I think as a whole, if you want to be a little competitive and give people a reason to go to games, you don't move Jakob Poeltl. You move Jakob Poeltl, and for real basketball fans, I'm not going to go out of my way to go watch a Spurs game to watch them get blown out. But, I mean,
Medina, but but if a team does pony up the sticker price, you're all about it, right? Like
if they pony up to the sticker price, right? This isn't a car dealership.
Okay.
Where this is up for negotiation. I can take off a few dollars off of the line. If you stick to the sticker price, and if you're saying two first is what's going to do it, hey, I don't know anybody in the city that would say no to two first for Jakob Poeltl. Seconds and a veteran, I'd be a little upset.
Yeah. Yeah. I think another good reason why to keep him around is A, we know the Spurs have a lot of cash. They got a lot of money. They're going to have that. So you can perhaps match what he's looking at and you still be all right. Other two, can you imagine if they win the lottery and you have Wimby and Poeltl in
that
team?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Jeez. You could still get to those pearly gates of the Wimby lottery.
I mean, nobody's scoring on this team. Nobody is.
No, that's what I'm saying. You could still get to where you want to get to without having to move Poeltl. You would just have more draft capital to do something if you didn't. If you move Poeltl, it seems like you're making a move to absolutely tank for Wimby, right? I would assume so. Right. If you don't move Poeltl, and you still get Wimby, and you're in the same, you know, good situation. I just think the moving Poeltl would be to absolutely give yourself the best opportunity to make a move in the draft, whether it's Wimby or beyond, because you would get more draft capital with two firsts. But who knows? That might not be a first this year. That could be two firsts in the following years. We have no idea where those picks could land, and that's another nerve wracker, because you and I both know not all drafts are built the same. There's a lot of drafts that are basically for role players, and there's very few that are for absolute stud stars. This just happens to be one of them.
Yeah. The case can go both ways. And I think it swings depending on what camp you're on, team tank or compete. You know, part of a rebuild, Brandon, is seeing if any of the current pieces could fit moving forward. And Poeltl definitely fits that mold moving forward. It's interesting to see what he's going to be. I think I will still be a little surprised if he's still a Spur after the trade deadline. If he doesn't, if he's still a Spur, then we know, I think everything's kosher. They're going to probably re-up.
Wonder what took so long. What took so long? Because we've talked about this for years, not months, years, you and I, on this show and on the Sports Star when I was doing a lot of work over there. We've talked about so much of this. We've talked about DeJounte possibly not getting traded ever because he's the golden boy of this organization. That didn't work out, right? We've talked about, could Jakob get moved? Could Lonnie get moved? Could KJ get moved? Could Devin Vassell get moved? We've talked about these players, and Jakob has been a huge focal point at the center of all those conversations for at least the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't understand. If you move him now, when he's just hitting his absolute prime and starting to really figure it out as a player, are we only looking to then grow another player and grow another person in the future? Or why wouldn't we keep a piece that is already at full growth? You know what I mean? Why restart the circle when I...
Yeah, you have a known commodity right now.
Yeah. And I guess, again, two firsts, nobody... That's an auto accept for any organization with a player like Jakob Poeltl. But I truly have a hard time seeing us get two firsts for Jakob Poeltl. I think that's kind of
A team's gonna have to be just super desperate. Like the team's got to be like right there, like to push a Milwaukee to the in a series to push who's the top team right now. Denver with Joker there. I Poeltl, man. It's a lot.
To ante up for a player like that when, again, like I said, if we're two, you know, quote unquote journalists, sir, if we're journalists over here talking about a player, don't you think the guys making the moves and the GMs of other organizations have seen, like I said, hey, the Spurs don't have a great rap for players leaving that organization who were successful there and being successful at anywhere else. That just doesn't happen. I mean, George Hill's the exception. Danny Green did his thing here and there.
DeJounte's still out.
DeJounte is still doing his thing. But overall, I mean, think of the Spurs players who were putting up, you know, 10 to 15 points like Jakob has done for most of his career and being a good system player and being a starter on this team and then moving forward, making a few bucks, and then they're out of the league in the next 5 years. I mean, it just, it happens a lot. So
Jonathan Simmons.
Dude, he's like the absolute profile.
The poster child, yeah.
What we're talking about. Because the dude was incredible. Got paid by Orlando. Literally, his contract was up, and it was peace out. Over. Thank you for your time. Like, there was nothing else to be said. And I think Jakob could break that stereotype 100%. He's a better player than what we're talking about. But is he worth two first-round picks? If you're a GM, are you paying two first for Jakob Poeltl?
My goodness.
Truly, if you just see it as a basketball aficionado,
I'm gonna have a lot of explaining to do to my boss.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, two first, because what are they gonna tell you? Let's look at the market. We could have got Rui, a younger commodity,
or this, Brendan. Well, I guess it depends on the team, but if that team has enough cash to just wait till him hit free agency,
yeah, why would they?
Yeah,
chalk up two first when we could just buy him later. That it's tough. Yeah. That's a hard ask. Yeah. Would you make the move for one first and a second round?
I think I might.
I think I would too. I think that's more realistic.
Yeah, I think that's definitely more realistic. A little softer to take, but let's be clear now. Jakob, to be fair, Jakob has said that he likes San Antonio. Jakob has said many good things about the Spurs. So it's not like he's like, peace out, I'm dipping. But
no, well, in San Antonio likes Jakob. There's both ways.
Yeah, San Antonio likes Jakob. But here's, you know, I'm going to end the show on this question for you. Where does Jakob rank among Spurs centers? We know number one is going to be Robinson.
Why do you do this? You do this.
We know Robinson's going to be number one. We know Robinson's number one.
Robinson, you know, Nazi Muhammad. No,
Francisco Elson.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Alberto's up there. No, I'm playing. I think Jakob Poeltl, with his dedication to this team at the worst years we've seen for this organization in a long time, I don't think it's out of the question to put Jakob in the top tier of centers we've had for this organization.
Right,
I think so. I don't think we have a huge sample size for great times. I mean, David played here for so many years, and we only had 50 years of this organization, right? David ruled, I mean, a good chunk of those years. And then you had the Obertos and the Nazi Muhammads, and then the good old Antonio McDices playing power forwards and centers and stuff like that. So I think as a straight up center, one person, I would say Jakob is definitely up there in the echelon.
Because I think the Spurs got Artis Gilmore like at the down end of his career. I think he's still probably
the number two. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm not saying Jakob's better than him, but I do think Jakob has to be. If you're talking overall centers ever, would it be crazy to say Jakob's maybe number five in that list?
No, I don't think not so. At all. No, I don't not think at so. All.
Because
I agree with you.
Also, the Spurs have never really had a true center like Jakob since David. Probably like everybody's played power forward and center when they have to. I don't know. Were you a bigger fan of Thiago Splitter?
That's the thing too. I mean, the Spurs, they drafted Splitter, but remember it took him a while to get here, and he was already past those peak Brazilian Thiago Splitter years.
Yeah. I mean, those Splitter years are looked at very fondly because we won a championship.
Right. Yeah.
And I think if Jakob's in that same team, I think it's the same outcome. Like, I don't think he hurts him. If anything, I think Jakob helps that team.
Helps
more.
Him, yeah. I think it helps him a lot more. Yeah. Hey, awesome. Yeah. Exactly.
Jakob's up there, man.
He's up there.
It's just this is business, unfortunately, and moves have to get made.
And you're all about business.
I'm all about business.
You're all about business.
I'll definitely place a bet that Jakob Poeltl will not be a Spur by the end of this.
I can't think of a better way to end this episode of Locked On Spurs. You heard it right there, from Brandon Medina. But we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about tonight's game? Spurs Lakers. Can the Spurs snap their 2-game losing streak versus the LAL? And what do you think about Jakob Poeltl and all the trade rumblings that are continuing? And what about the argument to just simply keep him, re-sign him? You heard what Brandon had to say. You heard what I had to say. But let's hear more about Brandon. Brandon, what are you contributing over there at the San Antonio Sports Star? What can fans look forward to?
Yeah, man, fans can look forward to a lot of stuff, and we have a lot of stuff going on. The Sports Star is doing some incredible stuff. I'm just piecing my way through all the good stuff that they're doing. Definitely go check out all the shows over there. Go support all the great stuff. You know, you had Jack. I know there's some rumblings that you might have the big dog, Rob Thompson, possibly in the future.
He might be coming on, yep.
That's El Jefe right there. That's the main boss man. But yeah, I think you'll support the Sports Star. They're doing awesome stuff. You can find me on social media at Big Poppy Ben and Am. Lots of betting talk, lots of sports trash talk, sneaker stuff. You know I love my sneakers and my
oh,
money.
Yes.
Have
you seen KJ's new line that's only in China? Have you seen
this? I have. They're interesting, man. I think a lot of players are starting to really get going with the sneaker deals everywhere. I mean, obviously, John Morant's stuff is starting to blow up too a lot with the way he's playing. Would you buy a KJ sneaker from China? Are you going to be one of those collectors, sir?
I thought United States couldn't get them, to get them. Right?
I mean, there's always ways. There's always ways to figure things out. I want to say somebody at the Sports Star, I don't know who, but I think someone has like those Dwayne Wade ones from like China from way back when.
Oh man, nice.
Yeah, so there's definitely opportunities, but we need to get. We don't have the New Balance deal that DeJounte had, unfortunately. No. But. Only a matter of time, man, because once Wemby gets in here, we'll have a Jordan deal. It's all good.
I like that. Yeah, then everybody will be wearing Wembys. Wemby 1 is Wemby 2.
Wemby 1. Yes, sir.
Make sure to follow Brendan on Twitter at Big Poppy Brendan M. And thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Now, your second listen, make sure it is game to game NBA every moment, every top performance, every result. Locked On Game to Game covers every game from across the NBA with local analysis that only Locked On can deliver. Follow Game to Game on Locked On NBA, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, wherever you get podcasts, just like Locked On Spurs, Odyssey app, YouTube, the Ken's 5 Plus app. And I heard that Ken's 5 might be airing some Locked On Spurs on TV soon. I don't know.
Oh,
keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on that, everybody. But for Big Brent, by the way, Brandon, don't be a stranger, please. Please, I'm going to bother you. You're going to get that text from me. You're going to get those messages from me. Moving forward, be Brandon. Can you make it? So just I'm preparing you now. It's gonna happen. Hopefully, you're available to come back on Locked On Spurs. So for Brandon Medina, I am Jeff Garcia. We're gonna put a lock in this episode of Locked On Spurs.